I am here in studio with State Representative candidate Becky Coletta. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Christine.
And you're running in the 6th Plymouth District. Now, this is the district where the seat's currently held, I believe, until next week by Josh Cutler. And you are making a run for it. The seat has changed a little bit since redistricting. So tell our listeners the towns that you would represent in the 6th Plymouth District.
Represent all of Duxbury? Well, really, you represent all the towns, but let me give you the precincts. All of Duxbury, Precinct 2 and 1A, 4A, in Marshfield, 4 or 5 out of the 6 precincts in Pembroke, depending on whether you can count the small precinct.
The little teeny one, that 3A, I love that.
You represent 2 of the 3 precincts in Hanson and 1 of the 2 precincts in Halifax. So there's 5 towns. It's Duxbury, Marshfield, Pembroke, Hanson, and Halifax.
Okay, and you're not a newcomer to politics. You sat on the select board in Pembroke as well as a number of other committees, I remember.
When I first came down here, I ran for the select board in Hanson back in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the planning board in Pembroke for 5 or 6 years, then I was on the select board in Pembroke, and now I've been working at the State House on the Joint Committee for Labor and Workforce Development. Took a leave of absence about 10 days ago to run this campaign.
Now, why did you decide to run? Was it something you've always thought about? Did you have one of those, I just don't want to sound like Oprah here, did you have an aha moment?
You know, running for state rep was kind of never in the cards because I've worked with Josh Cutler. He's been my law partner. I've worked with him and I've worked on his campaigns. I'm good friends with him, so I would not run against him. So I had not really thought about it, and I was plugging along at my job at the State House. And when he got this position with the administration, I looked at the district and thought about who might run for the position. And I thought, I feel like I know this district. I've lived here for 20 years or more. I've raised my family here. And I have experience at the local, at the regional, and at the state level. I have experience in business as a business attorney. I have some coastal experience, having worked with a coastal engineering firm as an attorney. So I felt like I had the pieces that, in the relationships, that could really benefit the district. And I'm excited to run for this office.
If people wanted to know about your campaign and say, well, you've got good intentions, what would be 3 goals that you would tell them that you would be working for in your first time being elected as a state rep?
I think housing is one of the biggest issues we have to deal with. How do we have housing for young people, for seniors who are ready to move out of their home but don't have an affordable place to go, and for young families? So housing, I think, is important, but how do we bring in housing in a way that respects the communities and the character of the communities? So how you manage to allow your kids and people who work in the district to live in the district, housing is a big piece of that. The second piece that I really have been focused on through my work with Old Colony Planning Council and through my work on the planning board and the select board is economic development. And when we look at economic development, it's about things like Old Colony Planning Council is doing a new study on water and water resources in the region. How do we do some focus that's both town level, supporting the towns and what they need to do, but also looking at some of the regional issues in economic development and how that ties into something like housing? And then the third is environmental and coastal issues that, you know, from the inland areas and protecting places like Burridge Wildlife Area, the ponds in Pembroke and Hanson, and the coastal region of Marshfield and Duxbury. We're having some impacts from global warming already. I serve on a steering committee that's looking at the Indian Head dams. And, you know, are those dams going to survive if we have more intense storms? Do we need to think now about restoring those rivers in a way that both protects against more intense storms and protects the herring and their ability to spawn in this area? We have to keep our eye on things like Holtec and what they want to do as part of the decommissioning and release of water, what we do about flooding, and as we do more clean energy, how do we keep a workforce that is organized and well-paid, and how do we not leave the workforce behind as we go into clean energy?
Absolutely. That's a lot to think about. When you talk about the South Shore, of course, you talk about a lot of small businesses, the backbone of everything that happens here. And people also are always wondering, well, what difference would it make to me? Because, you know, they want to know, what difference would it make to the average voter or typical voter in your district if you were elected and the small business owner?
So I've been a small business owner and a medium business owner. I was a shareholder in the coastal engineering firm. And I know what it's like to need to line up work and to bring on the right staff and pay the right staff. I've been a small business owner, both in my law practice and in my real estate business. I know how challenging it can be. I was talking to someone the other day, when I've had a small business, I've been the person doing the work and the person marketing the work. Those are two very different skills, and both take a lot of time. So it can be very challenging to be a small business owner. So I think I'm attuned to those needs from having lived it myself. And I would be a voice and an advocate for those small businesses, but also for the growing medium-sized businesses that want to come to our region and help support the growth in our region.
What about schools? What do you think about locally with the schools? What would you concentrate on or talk with them about?
So we had the Fair Share Amendment that brings more money into transportation and education. And I think the challenge is making sure that that money, there's a lot of great initiatives when it comes to early childhood and community colleges and state colleges. But we also need to make sure that a fair share of that money gets distributed to the more rural and suburban districts. And that's, I think, the challenge right now, particularly in a budget cycle that is pretty strapped for money. And so that's the kind of voice. But the other thing is on, again, sometimes I look at regional things a little bit more. It's kind of my geeky planning side. And I look at South Shore Votech, and right now Pembroke and Duxbury are not part of vocational technical regional school districts. And how do we make regional vocational school districts more affordable to the towns in our area? We know that we need to increase workforce development in the trained skilled labor pool, and vocational schools are a piece of that. It also keeps kids from dropping out and not really having a skill set to get good jobs. So vocational is so important to our area. I'd like to see if the state can do more to support vocational education in the high school and not just you know, there's been a lot of work that Josh has done on career technical institutes and some more adult learning and some more transitional training programs. My voice is a little hoarse
because
I had a cough last week, which is why I wasn't here. But I'm trying to keep up with you.
That's okay.
So I think vocational is also an important piece of the educational puzzle.
Now, if I say to you, laissez le bon temps rouler, you know what that means right away. This is a fun fact to know and tell about Becky Coletta.
So I grew up in New Orleans, where laissez le bon temps rouler was the was the motto of the day. I moved, I went to undergrad in New Orleans, and then I moved out when I went to law school in New York in 1987, and I've been in the East Coast ever since.
Can you cook some of that good New Orleans cuisine?
I can cook a gumbo, I can cook red beans, and I can cook a mean jambalaya.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Tell me about your website or Facebook page if people want to know more about your candidacy. Again, it's Becky Coletta running for the 6th Plymouth District.
www.beckycoletta.com, one L, two T's. That messes people up. And Becky Coletta for State Rep on Facebook. You'll see all the information, all the upcoming coffees. We have a coffee in every town scheduled already, and we'll be adding more to that list.
That sounds great. And again, this is going to go up on our website so people can listen again and refer back to that. Again, we're interviewing Becky Coletta today in studio, running for the 6th Plymouth District. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Christine.